Welcome, virtual entrepreneurs, millennials on the go, and adventure seekers with big dreams. You found the right place. My name is Alexis Teichmiller, a millennial, lifestyle blogger, and digital creative. The Laptop Lifestyle is designed to inspire, educate, and challenge you to live the life you want every day. Together, let's unlock how to live the laptop lifestyle to the fullest. Hey there, laptoppers. Alexis Teichmiller here. This week on the Laptop Lifestyle, I am switching it up a little bit and doing a solo cast or a solo episode for the first time. Usually it's interview style, but I am switching it up only because I want to share my travels with you as well as teach you the things that I learn along the way, especially when it comes to conferences. So this weekend, I went to a conference called the Summit of Greatness, and it was put on by Lewis Howes, who is a New York Times bestselling author, famous podcaster, and just an all-around incredible person. But before I talk to you about the Summit of Greatness and everything I learned there, I want to tell you a little bit about Lewis. But before I tell you about Lewis, I have to start with how I fell in love with podcasts, because that's how I found Lewis. So when I moved to Nashville about a year and a half ago, I had no friends. I moved here to a city, didn't know a soul, and I recommend that. I really do recommend that to anybody who is thinking about it. But I moved here and I didn't have any friends. So with not having friends came some pretty lonely days and afternoons and nights. So I turned to podcast. I listened and found so many podcasts, but there was something about Lewis's podcast that really resonated with me, and his podcast is called The School of Greatness. And over time, I was listening to his podcast, John Lee Dumas's podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire, Chris Ducker's podcast called Youpreneur. Those are kind of my top three. Absolutely fell in love with them. And these guys who are talking about entrepreneurship and the struggle, as well as interviewing some of the most incredible people on this planet, these people became my friends. These podcast hosts became like my best friends. I was listening to 4 to 5 podcasts a day. I know, I'm a nerd. But in the meantime, I learned so much about the world, and I also learned what I wanted to apply to my life. So I fell in love with the School of Greatness. And when I was listening to Lewis's podcast, something inside me told me, you're going to meet this guy. Like, you're going to meet this guy that has totally transformed your life, and the guests that he's brought on and the content and the value, you are going to meet him. God told me you are going to meet this guy. And then in April of this past year, I was at a conference in San Diego called Social Media Marketing World. My first time to California, I was there for work. I was really excited. I had no intention or really no idea that I was going to be meeting one of my biggest virtual mentors. And I did. I hung out with Lewis and a lot of my other favorite podcasters and authors and things like that. But there was something about sitting around a fire of 10 entrepreneurs, Lewis being one of them, and just listening to them talk. I just sat back and listened and said, wow, I cannot believe that I am here. I have met my virtual mentor. So I met him, and then, you know, we tweeted back and forth. I followed him on Instagram, had been following him, and we just kind of kept in contact via social media. And I just kept on listening to his show, and I knew that he was having the Summit of Greatness, but I honestly couldn't afford the ticket. The ticket, I had missed the early bird pricing, so the ticket was around a little over $1,000, and I just couldn't afford it. It was definitely a bucket list item for me, but it just wasn't on the table for me. So about 2 weeks ago, literally 2 weeks ago, on a Tuesday night, he messaged me on Instagram and said, hey, are you coming to the summit? And I said, no. Wow, thank you so much for thinking of me, but I really just can't afford it right now. I really appreciate it. It's definitely a bucket list item, hopefully next year. Then he said, what would it take to get you there? And I freaked out because my virtual mentor is messaging me on Instagram. But then I thought to myself, wow, someone's taking the time to invest in me. We ended up making a deal, and I ended up getting a much cheaper ticket, and which I'm so grateful for. I immediately bought my reduced ticket price, and I bought my airfare immediately, and I was on my way to Columbus, Ohio. Had no idea what I was getting myself into, had no expectation other than I knew that it was going to be great, because it was called the Summit of Greatness. So, I mean, come on. I get to Ohio. The summit is about 450 people gathered from literally all over the world in downtown Columbus at this beautiful theater called the Southern Theater. And I thought, I don't know why, but I guess I kind of thought I was going to a business conference, you know, because he brings on a lot of entrepreneurs. He's a lifestyle entrepreneur. But this conference was about life, and it was authentic, and it was real, and it was emotional. And the energy that I felt in the room was absolutely contagious. It was one of the honestly, one of the most life-changing conferences I had personally ever been to, because I walked away feeling like I knew myself better. Not just an action sheet of step 1 through 5 of here's how to grow your business, but I really felt like and feel like I know who I am more. And I think we don't take enough time to invest in ourselves and invest in taking the time that it takes to learn who we are. That only happened through listening to these incredible speakers. I mean, guys, literally, I heard from some of the top in their industry, and I cannot wait to share it with you. So I actually took a lot of notes, because if you guys know me, I'm kind of a nerd and I'm a note taker and I'm a quote junkie. So I took a lot of notes and I wanted to share them with you guys and kind of break down what I learned. I'm not going to highlight all the speakers. I'm just going to highlight about 4 or 5, the ones that really resonated with me the most. And I'm going to take out a few things that I learned from each of them. So the very first one that right out of the gate on Friday, man, he stole the show with his performance. He's also a professional speaker, but his name is Matthew Hussey, and he is a relationship expert, a New York Times bestselling author. He has coached thousands of people on how to be in successful relationships. One of the biggest things I took away from his talk, first off, he's British. So, I mean, I could listen to him talk all day. And I purposely have listened to his podcast episode with Lewis several times, just because I love listening to a British accent, but also because that episode literally changed the way that I saw myself in my relationship. And I'll link that up in the show notes as well. But what he said at the Summit of Greatness, he started everything off with saying that in life, you need 2 things, competence and confidence. You can have competence, but not have the confidence to do anything about it. And then you can also have the confidence, but not have a skill set. And so he talked really about the idea of confidence. And it's a rather misunderstood concept, he said. He broke it into 3 actionable layers. So they're called the layers of confidence. So there's surface, lifestyle, and core. So within the surface layer of confidence, that is what you project to the world. That is what people see of you. That's also kind of related to competence. So people on the surface level, if you're a doctor, they see that you are competent in taking care of other people. And then the second level is lifestyle. And this is the things that give you confidence, your job, your house, your car, your network of people. You can lose this. You can lose these things in your lifestyle. You can lose your house, you can lose your car, you can lose your job. So lifestyle is an important layer, but it's also a layer that you can lose. The third layer of confidence was called core, and this is what you're left with at the end of the day. And when nothing else remains, this is what you have left. And so what this taught me is that I have a little bit of confidence in surface. I have a little bit of confidence that has increased over time in lifestyle as I've, you know, become an adult and have an incredible job and a great family and an incredible boyfriend and awesome friends. So that's increased over time. I haven't always felt like that. And then there's core. And this is who I see when I look in the mirror. This is me being okay with being alone. This is me being okay with me and you being okay with you. And he really touched on getting good at being alone, being okay on your own. Because when you are okay on your own and you love yourself and you understand and know yourself, you're not as afraid of losing somebody. And I'm talking about death. I'm not talking about things like that. I'm talking about in life, in friendships, in relationships with significant others. When you know yourself so well, you know what you deserve, you know what you require and what you need, you aren't afraid of letting people go. And I just thought that was incredible, because I need to be better at letting people go sometimes. So I hope that helps you. And think about maybe who in your life, friendships, people in a relationship, who you need to let go. The second speaker that really just crushed it was Fabio Viviani. He's a top chef. He owns several restaurants. He's a writer of cookbooks. He's appeared on a lot of reality TV. He is an incredible Italian man, again with an accent. And he moved from Italy 10 years ago, broke, and spoke zero English. So we came out right of the gate with that. Talk about some serious obstacles. Coming to America just 10 years ago, speaking no English, had worked up his whole life in Italy, came over to America based upon some circumstances, had lost everything, and was basically starting from scratch here. His was the most in your face. Like, and I like that. I like people that can get in the crowd's face and speak with some serious passion. And so one of the things that he said is that time will still go by whether you choose to take action or not. So whether you want to start a podcast, write a book, start a business, take that leap of faith on something, that time that it would take you to do it will still go by whether or not you do it. And I was like, wow, think about all the time that we waste by not doing things because we think it's going to take too much time to do things. But then realize that time is going to pass anyways. So why not take the time to go ahead and take the leap and do it? Because time will continue to go by. You'll continue to get older. That opportunity's shelf life will expire and you might have lost out on something. So take a chance. Another thing he said, you can't compare yourself to what's out there. You just have to be better than the day before. And this is something I think I do a lot is compare myself to other people and their journey. And, you know, your chapter one obviously isn't going to be the same as someone else's chapter 20. So why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we compare ourselves? The only person that we should compare ourselves to is ourselves because we are a work in progress and we are the action catalyst to our own lives. So we really can't accurately compare our progress to anybody else's because we are in charge of our own progress and not anybody else's. So I thought that was just, like light bulb. Kind of going off the time quote, he said, whether you're running forward or limping forward, forward is forward. So whether you're sprinting or whether you're on the ground crawling, forward is forward. And sometimes we go at different paces because of life circumstances or even because of our own self-doubt, but forward is forward. So always be moving forward, even whether it's baby steps or whether it's on a fast train, barreling down, you know, towards your goal. And then the very last thing I wanted to say was about Fabio. And this was just, he talked a lot about circumstances. You know, he moved here from a different country, didn't speak English, nothing. And then he said, circumstances never define who you are. It's only how you react to those circumstances that will create or destroy the path you're on. And sometimes we get so focused on the bad things that happen to us in life. We get so focused on where we come from, how much money we have in the bank. Of course, those things matter, but they do not define you or your future. Your mindset does. So how you see those circumstances, how you react, how you move forward defines that. Again, just he was like, so inspiring. Afterwards, I felt like I could run a marathon. And then my personal favorite was Stacey London. Yes, I said Stacey London, you know, the girl from What Not to Wear. She's the co-host of What Not to Wear. She's fashion consultant, author, magazine editor. And honestly, I didn't know what to expect from her. I've always admired her. I loved her style, but I didn't know what her story was fully. And she talked a lot about how you see yourself and the difference between style and fashion and her journey through it. Honestly, she has an incredible book. I will link that in the show notes too. I actually bought it because I wanted to read it and I love her so much. But in the book, she talks a lot about style and how it evolves and how style helps you tell your story to the world. But there were a few things that she said that I really wanted to share as well. And one of them being there's a big difference between success and fulfillment because you can have skill and be successful without any meaning behind it. And this made me question sometimes the things that I'm successful at or the things that I'm skilled at. Is there fulfillment behind it? Am I fulfilling a need for someone else? Am I fulfilling a greater mission in the world? And I always want to make sure that anything I do or anything that I am successful at or good at, I want it to mean something. I don't want to just do something because I'm good at it and not actually feel fulfilled at it. And same for you. If you're working towards a goal, or, you know, in college about to graduate, or maybe you just got a promotion at work, or you're trying to figure out, you know, your business plan or whatever it is, if you're going after something and you feel good at it, ask yourself, just because I'm good at it, does that mean that I feel fulfilled at it? And then she talked a lot about body image. And this is something that I have always struggled with, is accepting my body and the way that I was created. And honestly, I won't get too into it, but she really got into the way that we feel about ourselves. And what she said was, don't ignore what you don't like about your body. Because the thing that you are hiding from the world, you're really screaming. And she related that to the world and how we feel and what we don't like about ourselves, and also what we wear. And, you know, if you don't like, you know, aspects of your body, you might think that you're hiding them, but really you're not. And sometimes the things that you think that you're keeping from the world, you are really screaming. I just thought something about that was so profound. And I really, really loved her. I actually cried during her session, because I related a lot to who she was and who she is now, a lot just in my own personal journey. I really, really like that a lot. And then last, I want to share with you a guy named Nick NQ. So he's also called NQ, but his name's Nick NQ, and he is a spoken word poet. Oh my gosh. This was hands down the most like jaw to the floor performance. So he did a few different spoken word poetry performances, and I actually was able to very quickly write down some of my favorite lines from his performance, and is absolutely incredible. Look him up on YouTube. It's Nick NQ, IN dash, then just the letter Q. And I'll have this linked up in the show notes as well. But I'm actually just going to read out some of the things that he said. And no, I'm not a poet. No, some of these things don't rhyme. But together, I think they tell a really interesting story. Again, all of these quotes are by Nick NQ. I will not do them justice at all, but I just wanted to read them in long form. Growing up is about learning and then unlearning everything we learned. I fight to get ahead, but always leave someone behind. The only thing that's guaranteed is dying. Falling is only fun when getting back up is an option. Maturity means standing in the dark to bring in the light and trusting that everything out of your control will be all right. Gravity is not the only thing that holds you down. We are the architects and builders of reality, but it's hard to see that everything is fallacy. The present is people pimping pretty words for profit. I'll do anything to distract me from me. You can't see your own environment when you're in it. Learned fear can be overcome when you realize the voice inside your head isn't yours. It's an imitation from the voices before. Most of what you think is from somebody else's brain. The world is so much bigger than your insecurities, and they don't speak on your behalf without your soul's authority. Nothing is mandatory. No one can dim your light without your authority. All you have to do is listen when you want to lead. I only write when I have something to say. My favorite thing I've ever written will be the next piece I write. Creativity comes through us, and you can't get mad at it when it doesn't show up. You just have to get out of the way when it does. Again, that was just a string of a lot of his spoken word poems that he gave. But man, again, this performance definitely brought me to tears. But I wanted to share this with you because something I want to start doing is every time I travel to share the things that I learn along the way, because I know that they're valuable. They're valuable to me, and I get something profound out of them. Maybe you will too. And again, that was just kind of a recap of what I learned at the Summit of Greatness. All that to say, my biggest takeaway, my very, very biggest takeaway for me personally, was that I have value in that it doesn't matter how much experience I have. It doesn't matter what job I have. It doesn't matter how old I am. I have value, and I have something to give to the world. I don't know where you are on your journey with accepting that, but I wanted to tell you that you have value and you have something to give to the world. And don't ever let anybody or yourself tell you that you don't, because you do. And you are a creator, and you are a giver, and you have life, and you have breath in your lungs for a reason. And so as you face challenges, and as this world is crazy, remember that you have something to give and you have something to offer, whether it be you as an entrepreneur, you as a wife, a daughter, a husband, a boyfriend, you have something to give. And as you create your business and as you create the life you want, remember that you will always get farther with a heart of service versus a heart of ego. And that's something right now, to be totally authentic is something I'm learning, especially from this conference, from this point forward. I want to be 100% service-minded of others. Everything I do, I want it to serve someone else. And I want to ask myself, does this serve me or does this serve you? And I always want the answer to be you. I hope this was helpful for you guys. I hope you got value from it. Again, I love, love, love conferences, but I really had a special place in my heart for this one. Lewis and Team Greatness, you guys knocked it out of the park. He's actually running an early bird price special right now. I'm going to link it up in the show notes for you guys for next year's summit. It's in the middle of September. I already bought my ticket. I literally already bought my ticket and I can't wait. I'm actually going to book flights as soon as I can, even though it's a year away. But all in all, this summit was life-changing for me. And I know that it could be life-changing for you too. Whether it's this or whether it's something else, I challenge you to start taking care of yourself. Take time out of your day to learn. Whether it be a conference, a book, a podcast, take time for yourself. Pour back into yourself. Because the more that you equip yourself with the tools you need, the more that you can give others. I hope you're having an incredible day. And don't forget that you matter. And what you create matters.